really good day for me. It's the song started this morning just out of this world. And the one tonight was good, too. And the preaching was good. And the fellowship was great. And we got a lot to be thankful for. You know, we're really a group of people traveling to heaven together, what we're doing. I'm going to put my stopwatch on because I don't want to go over time. I've got so much on my heart that I can't share everything I want to share. I was going to preach, but I'm not going to. I will later, I hope. I want to preach a sermon on prayer from Nicaragua. Prayer from Nicaragua. But not tonight. I want to give a preliminary report, and then, of course, Timothy and Lewis will cry now. Later, we'll give a fuller report. We're going to go down to Ripley, Lord willing, on May the 15th and give a report, and sometime at Kaiva and sometime here. But I want to thank each one of you for your fellowship in the gospel. Paul said that in Philippians 1:5. He thanked them for their fellowship in the gospel the first day until now. That means joint participation. I know you're praying, and you supplied the money to go and all that kind of thing, and just the encouragement. So our whole church is involved in this, and I just want to thank you so much for your fellowship in the gospel. Greg Shevel has always been good about that, and I'm just really thankful and thrilled about that. So what I want to do is just give a few highlights. I won't give the whole thing tonight. I'm going to give a few highlights. But I think what I'm going to do, first of all, to get you familiar with the people over there. And, of course, I'll do more of this later. But I pray for these people every week. I pray for you also. But this easier prep for them because there are fewer of them. So I can I can get the membership left out sometimes over here. They're the precious people, and my heart just leaps for joy. I'm not trying to be emotional. I don't want to be emotional. I want to just get the word message out. But I'm emotional inside just see these precious people. Alejandro Sevilla, he's my buddy. He is really my buddy. I got a deal with him, so you hold me to it. Jenny's going to hold me to it. I said, Alejandro, if you'll get on Duolingo 10 minutes a day and learn English, I'll get on 10 minutes a day and learn Spanish and meet you halfway. I don't hardly know any Spanish. I think, what is this? Me and Miguel, pretty good, huh? Good morning, my friend. I don't know if you think like that, but not much. But I want to learn a few words. And Alejandro, he's just my buddy. I love that guy. Pray for him. He's fixing to get married, probably. He's engaged to a girl from Colombia. And we get to see her on FaceTime. She's just pretty and just got a good personality. And her mother, she and her mother and her uncle are going to come to Nicaragua in May, and we're hoping that'll be a good time because she'll be stepping down from a higher standard of living to different culture and be potentially a pastor's wife because he will be a pastor, no doubt. So pray for old Alejandro. Right now he manages a convenience store, store. And then Ricardo, I don't know Ricardo's last name. Timothy, of course, does. He's a dear, dear man and just a good-looking guy. Kind of an entrepreneur. He owned a motorbike rental place. And he just grown over the years. I had a great conversation with him 2 or 3 years ago about him coming out of the Roman Catholicism. Just a precious time. So I love Ricardo. And Kathy, they're going to get married probably. Kathy's had a hard life. Lost a baby one time. She had a baby out of wedlock but lost it. She used to be a charismatic. She came out of the charismatic movement because she believed the truth. And now she is just a great church member. And so she and Ricardo, it's more than just romance. I know he's this romantic because they're both of them good-looking folks, but he got a real love for her. Right now she's having some hard time with her kidneys. While we're there, she had to have some kind of powerful antibiotic IV 2 or 3 times a day for 8 days. That's got to be some pretty serious stuff. So, Kathy, pray for her. Luis Morales. I'm going to control my emotion. Luis Morales is something else. First time I met him, he was a Nazarene minister. And his daddy-in-law was a Nazarene, big wheel in the Nazarene church. Of course, his daughter, Luis's wife. And so the first time I went to India, Luis and Timothy went through some villages witnessing the people. I was really impressed the way they did that. And Luis was coming to the Doctrine of Grace. So the first time I really met him in an outdoor service, he wanted me to preach on grace. So I did. And I said, Luis, you're going to get in trouble. I'm glad you're doing this. You ought to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble. And so he got kicked out of the Nazarene church. But now he's a really, really, really an able young minister. And both these men, Alejandro and Luis, are kind of waiting. The church is watching them, rightly so, to make sure they'll be good pastors. They hadn't been ordained. Timothy's kind of the pastor in a way. But they're good preachers, both of them. We heard both of them preach with, of course, Timothy interpreting. And I was amazed at their skill. So anyway, pray for them. And his wife, her name is Lady, L-E-Y-D-I. Lady's a good sister. She's real humble. I think she'd make a great pastor's wife. She's had two miscarriages. They're wanting a baby real bad, so pray for them. And so she was opened up more this time, a little bit more friendly. And then Eliezer Romano, he can speak a little English. Of course, Ricardo can too. He's a good, I like him a lot. But he used to have a drinking problem, doesn't have it anymore. And I pray for his wife, Tanya. She's not a member of the church. She doesn't come with him very much. She's into something else. And they had a little trouble marriage. And I'm real thankful this time. They invited us to eat like they have every time. I thought she wasn't going to do it this time. She did. And we had a good conversation. So she's not hostile to us. And I'm hoping and praying to God someday he'll add her. They got two children, Stephen and Michelle. And Michelle now has gone off to college at Managua because she got a volleyball scholarship. And we're a little bit worried about her, but she made it to church Sunday. We're thankful. She made a special effort. She had to get an early bus Monday morning to go back to school. So we're wanting them to have a younger generation. Then Roger Calderon, which I'm going to mention something about him later, Roger and Karen, when Timothy first went there, they were living together. It wasn't like some vulgar deal. It wasn't right, of course, but it's kind of like a common law marriage. And so finally, they did get married, and they got two children. Little Luis, we call him Little Luis because Luis Morales is Big Luis, and then and Sylvia. And Sylvia was really interested. Little Luis got baptized last time we were there, and it's really a sweet time with him. So we talked to him a lot. And then a real dear little old lady. Little short, she about that. I'd say when she's short, and poor as Job Turkey. And that's pretty poor. And she kind of lived a bad situation. Her daughter-in-law didn't like her. So, but she came alive this time. I saw her baptized. And the church loves her. They make sure she gets there and all that kind of thing. And she learned how to read. They gave her a Bible. And so this time she really had a bright smile. So that's a good report. So I want you to get to know those people and maybe start praying for them. I'll have more information later. But, you know, one of these days I'd like to preach a sermon from the Bible about people going to be in heaven that we don't hear about. Maybe in the 16th chapter of Acts, some of those names over there, we ought to get introduced to them. We're going to meet them some of these days. All right, let's share some insights. Number one, God just took care of us the whole time. We got to the country. We weren't sure we'd get in the country. We were apprehensive. Because you get to Nicaragua, it's a dictatorship, practically a dictatorship, increasingly becoming so under Ortega, Daniel Ortega, who's a terrible man, run the economy. Anyway, though, just for example, Timothy's teacher, Vanessa, the one that he first went to see to learn Spanish, her brother's a Catholic priest. Well, he went out of the country. Ortega will let him back in. Stuff like that happened all the time. So anyway, we didn't know where to get in or not because we emailed him twice, Timothy did, and never got back permission. So we knew the possibility we could get turned down right there in the airport and had to come home. So we prayed about that. Well, when we went to go through passport control, we were standing in line, and Timothy said, you know what? I think we'll go stand in the line over there. I believe we'll go over there. Well, lo and behold, we had the friendliest guy you've ever seen in Nicaragua. And did ask us any questions, just breathe on through. And people on both sides of us, they're just grilling them. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? You know, stuff like that. So we thought that was providential that we got in the right line in the first place. So we felt really relieved to get in the country. Then, of course, Luis picked us up. He's a cab driver. And that's about a two-hour drive from Managua, the airport, to San Juan del Sur. Beautiful countryside. I was kind of surprised. The three number one exports for Nicaragua, gold, I couldn't believe that, and coffee, and then beef. They had a lot of cowboys, a lot of horses there. I said, what are all these horses? I said, well, we got a lot of cowboys. So anyway, the beautiful country. I just enjoyed going through it. So we got there kind of tired, but we hit the ground running. We felt a great conscience, good conscience this time. We always do, but I just want to thank God that we were not lazy. We spent every minute we could either teaching or preaching or one-on-one conversation. And just we felt good that God blessed us to be faithful. And we were so glad to have an air conditioning place to sleep in at night because the heat just drains the energy out of you. And we got that first night, and Timothy preached a sermon from Luke about the 10 lepers that were healed, and only one said thank you. And all I can say is the Holy Spirit was there. The Holy Spirit was just there. I was wanting him to be there. And I could see the way the people reacted. And I know how I felt. And people began to ask questions. And Shannon, so I said, man, we'll get off to a good start. The Holy Ghost is with us this time. He always had been. But you wonder and hope he will be. So we got a good meeting right there. We had lots of one-on-one conversations, just constantly one-on-one. People would make appointments to come see us, stuff like that. Sometimes we'd just run across them. Now, what I did, and I had a great week, I gave myself to prayer. I don't speak Spanish. I know I don't, and I have been used. I know I have, because they respect old folks, and they listen to me. But I just gave myself to prayer. It was a physical thing. Not only mentally, it was a physical thing. I made myself to engage in prayer, hours and hours and hours. And I prayed God he let me do that, because it takes energy to do that. I pray that God would strengthen me with might by his spirit in the inner man. This is from Ephesians 3:16. Pray it for yourself. Lord, strengthen me with might of your spirit in the inner man. So I had so much good time just praying while they were talking and stuff like that. But I had one ear, I was listening to them. I was also doing just a lot of praying. And so here's what we did sometimes. And I'll tell you about this. I got a few things to hand out. I mean, you can look at it if you want to. What we have always done, this time we got to do it about three times. Sometimes just once. There's a beautiful cafe, and I've got the name of it, but it's overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Beautiful Pacific Ocean. San Juan del Sur is a resort town. And so we go to this restaurant in an upper floor with no glass, just open front to the Pacific Ocean. And you look out there. Those waves come in. You talk about a place to pray. I cranked out a lot of prayers up there. I had a lot of lists. I wrote stuff down so I wouldn't forget it. So what a blessed time it was to be able to pray. And my friend, he's a prayer-hearing God. I like to be like John Paul Jones. He said, I've not yet begun to fight. I like to say, I've not yet begun to pray. I really feel that way. I hope God will continue to pour out upon me the spirit of grace and supplications. And we have a whole church. We have a great God. Anyway, we had some wonderful times up there. And so while I was there then, the first time I prayed, I said, you know what, I'm going to give this to you for nothing. I said, what I'm going to do to get started, I got to get myself started here, I'm going to do the ACTS acronym, A-C-T-S. I'm going to do some adoration, and I'm going to do some confession, some thanksgiving, some supplication. Well, the first day, I didn't get past adoration. That's one of my sermons I hope I'll preach pretty soon. I got so happy in the Lord, I like to shout it. I got to think about passages where we glorify God. Like, for instance, now to the King, eternal, immortal, the invisible God, the only wise God, be honored, glory forever and ever. I got that stuff got on my heart. I just adored God up there for a couple hours. And then I did that confession. That wasn't as much fun, but still, it's necessary. And had some thanksgiving, then did a lot of supplicating. So there's all kinds of ways you can help you to pray. So remember that if you need it, ask. Adore God for a while. If you're cold, I guarantee if you adore God a little bit, you're going to warm up. And then you can confess your sins like we ought to do that. And then we can do thanksgiving and then start supplicating for people. And I tell you, God can really bless you to do some good praying. So do that sometimes. Do that. Okay. Then I really enjoy preaching on Sunday. I preached on the God of all grace. I really enjoyed that. That's from 1 Peter. All kind of grace. And grace even began before the world began. 2 Timothy 1:9. Grace in regeneration. Grace in our life and sanctification. Eternal grace. I mean, y'all had a lot of fun preaching on the God of all grace. Let me tell you one thing. I told a story. I want to tell you this story too. Maybe it'll help you. I think I might have told it here before, but I'm going to tell it again. I'm pretty sure I told it before. I got this from Charles Talley. Now, this one to encourage you. Sometimes we are reluctant to come to God in prayer because we know what sinners we are. So that means we're just not believing the Bible. Because we know we've always got a welcome to the throne of grace. But sometimes we don't think we do, but we do. So we can't go by our feelings. So Charles Talley told that story about, true story, supposedly. There's a banker in a small town, had all kind of power. And everybody's afraid of him because he could either not give them a loan or he could even foreclose on their house. They didn't make the payment. So people go into the ante room of the bank. They sit there, you know, just kind of nervous, waiting for the secretary to call them to see the big man. They hope they get a reception. Well, this one day that was going on, and the door of the bank opened, and a little boy came in on a tricycle. And he went right in there to the office with the boss. And people were shocked, and the secretary said, that's his son. So I'm telling you, get on your spiritual tricycle and ride on into the Holy of Holies. Now, that's not being irreverent. I'm not being irreverent. That's the truth. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. They're like calling God Daddy. That's not irreverent. You got to have a reverent heart when you do it. But my friend, that's the kind of welcome we got to the throne of grace. Let's remember that. You remember that. You need that. You got a right to come. You got a blood-bought right, an invitation. You belong in the throne room. You belong in the throne room. I, Zach Guest, a great sinner. The only thing in the Bible that's wrong was Paul said, I'm the worship sinner. I'm the one. That's the only mistake in the Bible. I'm just, of course, saying tongue in cheek. Brother, I don't know what a sinner I am, but I've got a blood-bought right 24-7 to come into the throne room of heaven and talk to God on the throne. That's right. All right. So we observed the Lord's Supper, had a good time. Timothy directed it. I think Eliezer passed the bread and Ricardo the wine. We had a good time. And they even sang some songs that I could identify with because it was the tune was the same. Of course, I can't speak Spanish, but we sang There's Power in the Blood and There's a Fountain Filled with Blood and several other songs like that. Really got in the spirit, take the Lord's Supper to a good time. I've got to give Timothy lots of credit. He works awful hard. And they say that his Spanish is excellent. They say his Spanish is excellent. And he really gets tired, you can imagine, because he's doing all the preaching. I mean, all the interpreting, even not only when they preach, and also, though, he'll kind of sometimes tell what they're saying. And then every private conversation, he's got to do that. So he works awful hard. This time he got some braces in, got some sore gums. He really had a tough time. He really stuck it out. So I'm really thankful for Timothy's hard work in that. We had a radio program. They got one at Rivas, the town about maybe an hour away. And so we got to go down there. And I prayed all the way down there, had a big old time. So I can't speak Spanish, couldn't do the radio program. So I just prayed for them. And they did it. And had him and old Luis, they talked about grace. Okay, the theme this time, we had a great theme. And the theme was the work of the ministry, because they're trying to decide what to do. Well, they know if they call anybody, it's going to be Alejandro and Luis, probably both of them. They'll probably be maybe, one of them may be the pastor, one of them may be the associate. I don't know about that. So we talked on the work of the ministry. Timothy gave the first lesson on the character of a minister. Now, I'll take that back, the work of a minister, of what's a minister supposed to do, and did a great job. And then Luis Sacron did a great job on the character of a minister. Excellent job. And he pointed this out. Let's remember this. There are 16 characteristics in Titus and Timothy about a minister. Guess what? One of them had to do with gifts after teach. 15 have to do with character. You think about that. So you be pray for preachers. The character what counts. They got to have a gift to preach. That's got to be. Just because a man's a good man don't mean he can preach. But my friend, 15 of those characteristics have to do with character. I thought he did an excellent job on that. So let's remember that. Hold our minister to a high standard. Now, I want to give a few observations and experiences. The people are growing. We're really encouraged about their growth. We really are. What's holding that church together is the same thing holding Grace Chapel together, is we love the Word of God. You remember that. I remember one time here at Grace Chapel, Rhonda Jones, who was one of the best members we've ever had here, we were back there in that kitchen talking, and one of the members, which I won't mention who it was, they're not here anymore anyway, they said, we need to start having more hot dog cookouts. Well, I'm all for hot dog cookouts. In fact, I ate two big hot dogs at Alejandro's convenience store, and I really should have got one about that long. But anyway, though, I love hot dogs, too. But Rhonda said this after he left. She said, Brother Zach, that's not what's going to hold us together. Truth is what's going to hold us together. You remember that. We believe the doctrine of grace. We believe essentially the same things. That will hold us together. What's holding these nine little members with diverse personality together is they love the Word of God. They're always ready to talk about the Word of God. They love the Word of God. I'm thankful for that. And I hope we do love the Word of God. I think we do. Let's develop even a greater love for His Word. So the people are really growing. Now, I've got to tell about a mountaintop experience, a literal mountaintop experience. And I've got something here. Let me read to you. I'm going to tell you where we were. We had one day, we called that vacation day. It wasn't really a vacation day because it was a working vacation because we hired Luis to drive us to these different places. And, of course, we're talking to him the whole time, so we're working with him. I'm praying the whole time. I'll say something else I did that day. God gave me special strength that day because I've been memorizing. I mean, I've been praying so much. I've told you this before. I hadn't had time to memorize. So I've just got to memorize some more. So I'll tell you what happened. I give God the glory. I decided that day I'm going to get back at James. I spent 5 hours in the book of James, and I had the energy to do it. I didn't get sleepy or anything. We're in this beautiful countryside. The brethren are talking. I've got one ear listening to them. I'm memorizing James. It was a fresh love of James. I had just more fun than I could. And it was so pretty. I don't think it's just me. The sky looks so blue. And I'm not reporting, especially that there were snowy clouds. How about that for poetry? Snowy clouds, blue sky, weather perfect. Man, I remember I was James. I went to these brethren. Shoot, it don't get any better than this. So it was a great day. So what we went down to a place called Laguna de Arroyo. What that is, it's a volcanic lake. And you can't imagine how pretty it is. We're up above it, but the lake is here. It's a crater of a volcano. And so it's full of water, and it's blue-green water. It's pristine. They won't even let a boat get in it. They will not let a motorboat in there at all to have the oil slick. They're nothing. It's just absolutely incredible. Surrounded by mountains. One of them is Mombacho. That's a volcanic mountain. Not the one I went to last time. That was Masaya. Mombacho in the distance. It's majestic. And I'll read to you something about it in a minute. So here we are in this place. And so that's the time we're going to let Luis preach a sermon to us, Timothy interpreting. Well, he got in the book of Titus, and it blew me away how skilled he is. It just blew me away. So here I'm lit to this incredible scene. There's the lake. There's Mombacho. There's all this scenery. And old Luis is preaching this good sermon. And then when he got through, I heard some music. It's a marimba. Look it up. I've got a picture of a marimba, but I'm going to show it to you. It's not a xylophone. It's better than a xylophone. This guy was beating on his marimba. And he's got it on his guitars. Sounded like it came out of heaven. And all of a sudden I said, hey, that guy's playing How Great Thou Art. So I went over to him. I gave a $5 bill and said, play it again. Not only did he play How Great Thou Art again, he played There's Power in the Blood. Friend, I turned into a charismatic. I raised my hand. I began to weep out loud. I tell you, my soul was full of joy. Full of joy. Power of the Blood. I sang that a little bit right there in Nicaragua. And Timothy is not very emotional. He got emotional. Not because of that. It came down that God was honoring him all these years of learning this language. And the first time he went over there, it was amazing, kind of scary when he went there. I can't talk about that right now. To even find his way around and work like a, just like a hard he could really, to, and then see the fruit of his labor, he got overcome. God let him know, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's a great time. I'll never forget that. I've had one more time in my life like that. Isaac was involved in this. Isaac and I were over in India, and Timothy were in India. And so they got a beautiful place called Yukad. It's a big mountain filled with beautiful coffee plantations. And they decorate those with all kinds of flowers. And they got these vines where they grow peppers. It's just, I can't describe the beauty. So here we are there. And we had at that time, had a church building up there. And behind the church building, there's a real kind of a mountain type thing. Well, Timothy and I decided to climb up there. I couldn't get up there. I don't know how old I was. I can't climb that kind of picking thing. They went on up there, and my sandals weren't working very well anyway. But guess what? I saw a guy go up a goat trail. So I followed him up the goat trail. I met him up there, surprised him. We say How Great Thou Art. We just rejoiced all the place. So that's at least two defining moments of my life. I've had more than that. The two I'll never forget as long as I got a sound mind. Brothers and sisters, it's great when God pours out his special grace on you. He'll do it sometimes. You know, there's a lot in the Bible about rejoicing. There's a lot about shouting for joy in the Old Testament. And so we can do that. I'm not going to work it up. I don't want to work it up. But my brother, when God gives it to me, I want to enjoy it. I hope we can all have more of the joy of the Lord. Because it's right there. Listen, this is a foretaste. It's going to be pure joy in heaven. At our right hand, there are pleasures evermore, the Bible says. Isn't that something? We're heading for a glorious future. And we have intimations of it now. We have the earnest of our inheritance now. So thank God and look for those times. Don't let this old world get in you so much. It wins you away from the things of God. Isn't that terrible? I've made some mistakes before, believe it or not. One I would make is sometime up in Clinton, Kentucky, I get hungry. And so I'd stop and give me a little junk food. And come home and Judy have a great meal. I couldn't even enjoy it. I thought of junk food. That was stupid. So don't fill yourself with junk food in this world. Have an appetite for the Word of God. That's where the true joy is. That's the solid joys and lasting pleasures only Zion's children know. But we live in such a bad environment, we get to constantly remember that and don't let the world flood us, okay? Now, I got just a couple more. Let me read you this first of all. And I've got a picture here. I don't have. You can get on the internet and get a picture of that Laguna de Arroyo. I got a picture of a marimba here, what they got beat on. That thing is beautiful. I'm not kidding you. It's pretty, like pretty, it's pretty as a xylophone. I've also got a picture of the Royal Castle Hotel. That sounds pretty fancy. It's not a very expensive place, but it's a nice place to stay. And we would always have our meetings over here on this left side, if you're looking at it. There's a little pavilion over where we have our meetings. I'd have been there. But let me read you about this thing. That volcanic lake, Laguna de Arroyo. Now, Mombacho is in the distance. Mombacho is a stratovolcano in Nicaragua near the city of Granada. We went to Granada. That's where Timothy took his language lesson. It's a beautiful city. Whitewashed buildings, except the ones are colored. If it's whitewashed, white, I mean talking about white, are colors. It was the colonial capital back in the colonial period, back in the 1820s, they became a nation of their own. But just a beautiful place. That's where Timothy took his lesson from. We got to see Vanessa, his teacher, just a really beautiful woman, and just got a great, I said, Vanessa, if you weren't a language teacher, you could be a decorator. Her place looked so great. That's where Timothy took his lessons. So anyway, we got to go to Granada. Mombacho volcano is one of the most well-known of all Nicaraguan volcanoes. Its lush slopes are a haven of seemingly unlimited flora, and the fauna is wild and exotic. The fertile volcanic soil is perfect for growing world-class coffee and tobacco, of which sampling is a must. Mombacho in Nicaragua towers over Central America's oldest city, Granada, with a panoramic view across Laguna Arroyo and beyond. Absolutely beautiful. And so what I want to close is, well, I got two more things. One of them is Roger. Now, let me talk about Roger a little bit. I said they're growing. Well, Roger Calderon, Roger and Karen Calderon, they weren't married when we first started going. They had a common law marriage. They got married, and then little Louise got baptized. Well, Roger used to drink a lot. And besides, say pray for these folks. They're poor. We're not poor here. Even the poor people are not poor here. So they got to live with his parents, which is kind of bad because they're kind of don't have their same kind of values, but that's the only thing we live right now. Anyway, Roger wasn't really energetic about making a living for his family last year. We talked to him about that. We're pretty plain with him. So we could not believe it this time. I tell you, I'd like to grab him and hug him right now. You know what he does? Roger gets up in the morning and walks an hour and a half to a hard construction job. Shovels, picking up heavy stuff, sweating like I'll get out in that hot, and walks home every night an hour and a half. That's a three-hour walk. And he's happy to do it. And he hopes someday he can buy a motorbike. I hope he can, too. And in church, I noticed him the last time we were there, last night, he looked like he was so tired. He was alert to that sermon. He was following every word. So that's what I mean by growth. And then an answer to prayer. I'm glad that Luke went ahead and prayed like he should have for his friend. We ought to do that a lot. Well, just pray. Sometimes, and I'm good about that. He's not on some schedule, so we got to just pray about things. Do it all the time. Okay. About two nights before we left, Ricardo was going to take us back down to Managua. But we were eating, and he said, I'm really worried about something. I may not be able to do this. So why not, Ricardo? He said, I've lost my papers. And you got to have papers there. Like in Granada, Luis got picked up. And thank God he had his papers. Or don't tell what had happened. So it's kind of scary. The cops are always picking people up. So anyway, Ricardo lost all of his stuff. And he said, I can't take y'all. So I said, let's pray right now. Right there in that pizza restaurant. We ate pizza four times, by the way. Best pizza I've ever eaten. They got an Italian pizza place there. More cheese I've ever seen on pizza in my life. Anyway, I said, let's pray right now. And guess what? We had not sooner got back in the motel room. He said, I found my papers. We have sort of a prayer hearing, praying for God. That's a short report. We try to be, I love you. And pray. Listen, they said, send you their love. We thank God. They said, that your churches and your wives and family let you come over here and sacrifice your time for us. They're grateful from their whole body. And Timothy got a message he's going to type off that Karen wrote that sometime we'll read to the church about her. She expressed herself very well. So I thank God for your, that's just the highlights. When we have our regular time, I'm sure Lewis and Timothy would add a lot more. And if you want to see what a marimba looks like right down there and what the Castle Royal looks like, you can do that there also. God bless.